Later, we were able to take photos of the bottom showing these platy corals in life position. Sampling living coral reefs like this is illegal, but we had no idea that such light-dependent corals would be growing in such deep water, about 70 meters down. We figured it would be too dark for corals, which are colonial animals that secrete calcium carbonate skeletons and have a type of algae growing in their flesh called zooxanthellae. The zooxanthellae have a symbiotic relationship with the coral animals. The corals provide a home for the algae, and the algae produce oxygen and help the coral animals remove waste. Without the zooxanthellae algae symbionts, the corals would die. The zooxanthellae algae require light to photosynthesize, so these corals are called light-dependent. There are also corals that have adapted to growing in inky darkness of the deep sea, below the photic zone. The photic zone is the depth to which the light penetrates the ocean. The depth can be highly variable, but generally not much more than 100 meters of water depth. Light-dependent corals, such as the ones we see all over the world while scuba diving in exotic places such as the Great Barrier Reef, Hawaii, and many locations throughout the Pacific, all require light. We thought that we were dredging below the photic zone and thought that we would retrieve dead corals or other types of carbonate rocks. Obviously, much to our surprise, we were not. We discovered some sort of very deep, strange, and highly unusual living, light-dependent coral reef. But it was not so deep that it rested in total darkness. Somehow, enough light could penetrate to allow photosynthesis to occur. And the platy growth form was a growth morphology designed to be more efficient in gathering available light than, let's say, a rounded head coral. We saw no head corals at all, as the rounded morphology gathers light less efficiently.